A very good afternoon from the sports team. The second major of the year, the PGA Championship, has teed off at Quail Hollow. Rory McIlroy goes in as the favourite to lift another major championship title. The Masters champion has produced some of his best performances at this week's course. Bryson DeChambeau, though, missed out on the title to McIlroy at Augusta last month after going into the final day as his closest challenger, and he's hoping to go one better this week.
I think it's a golf course that sets up for his shot shapes pretty well. And I think it sets up well for mine too. So we'll see. Maybe I do well, maybe I don't. But I'm certainly going to give it my all. And I know Rory is. And hopefully we can have another go at it again.
Well, let's have a look at the early leaderboard on Thursday morning. Ryan Fox, the Kiwi, he's out in front, 3 under par through 8 holes. One shot behind him is a group of 5 players, including Luke Donald, Alex Noren, Tommy Fleetwood, Matt Fitzpatrick coming back nicely, and Steven Yeager. Amongst the South Africans, only a couple have got underway. Garrick Higgo has birdied his first hole. Tristan Lawrence is a couple shots over par after a few holes of his first round. And then moving to some football news now, Leicester striker Jamie Vardy says that he has no doubt that he can continue to compete in the Premier League. The 38-year-old will leave the club at the end of the season, with his next move yet to be confirmed. But Vardy tells Sky Sports News he has no intention of slowing down.
I've always said I'll keep going until my legs literally tell me, no, you need to start, we're done. And my legs are fine.
Well, Leicester take on fellow relegated side Ipswich in their penultimate match of the season this weekend. And we're going to finish with cricket news. The Proteas are in for a massive payday, whether they win or lose the World Test Championship final against Australia at Lord's. The ICC has increased the prize money for the title match, with the winner taking home $3.6 million, or 65 million rand. The runner-up will win $2.1 million, or just shy of 38 million rand. The final gets underway at Lord's on the 11th of June. That's all for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.